Everybody, welcome back to a new episode of Bitch Breathe. I am your host, Ricardia Bramley. And today I am joined by Livia. Livia is from Switzerland, actually, and we only just met a very short while ago. So what happened was I was staying at a place by the River Rhine in Basel, and that's where I met her on the terrace. Actually, let me go back. I saw her on the street when I was looking out my window, and I thought, who the hell is this goddess with like this incredible long mane of hair? But then I forgot again. And then she suddenly shows up on the terrace where I'm staying. So lucky me that I ran into her so I could satisfy my curiosity maybe and ask her more. So I knew I wanted to find out more once we did start talking, which is why she is here today. Welcome, Livia.
Thank you so much, Ricardia, for this very charming introduction. Yeah, I'm really glad.
It was a charming encounter.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I just want to briefly talk about Livia, what she does and why I thought it might be nice to talk to her today. So Livia is a Wendo trainer. Don't worry if you've never heard this. I hadn't either. And she's also, because that is not enough, all the stuff she does, she has a doctorate degree in sociology. She studied in NYU, from what I could see. And I could just keep going with these, but I'll just stop right there. But one theme I did recognize in all of the things that Livia does, and it begs to be mentioned, that she's a fighter for women's rights and is very active in that whole topic and has been for a while. So Livia, was that the right question or the right thing to say, that you are a fighter for women's rights? Would you describe it as a battle, what you do?
I guess so. It is a fight. It's kind of a daily fight. But I also want to add that I'm not just fighting by myself. When I teach Wendo, which is a form of feminist self-defense, it's mainly my participants that I see as the true, you know, lionesses or goddesses, to come back to that term. And I learned so much from them. And I'm so impressed by how they actually fight patriarchal violence. And it's also a very beautiful feeling, yeah, to be in kind of a community with them and to experience those forms of feminist solidarity in my job and in my life in general.
I love it. So since you've already dived in, let's find out, how did you come to become a Wendo teacher and or trainer, and what is it?
So it's a kind of a cute story. My mom, she's, I would say, a fighter herself. She sent me when I was 11 years old to a Wendo summer camp, and I was thrilled. I went there with my sister. She also loved it. I was thrilled. We punched, we kicked, we yelled an entire week. But we also did like some self-care days. We gave each other massages. I really have never forgotten those massages. And yeah, it was just so much fun just among girls. And I never forgot that experience. And then some years ago, as you mentioned, I mean, I'm a teacher in sociology. I also teach gender-based violence and other forms of discrimination and violence, like racism in Switzerland and what we should do about it. It's a huge problem all over the world. So yeah, I teach, but I also then started martial arts. And then one close friend of mine, she said, like, Livia, why don't you actually become a Wendo trainer? And that's what I did. So thanks, Meral, for this input. I completed a 2 years long education to become a Wendo trainer. And now I have my own association in Basel. And I teach feminist self-defense and self-assertion almost every day.
Amazing.
This is the first question, right? And then you also asked me what Wendo is. Okay, so Wendo, and yeah, as you said, unfortunately, it's not that widespread and common, but I think it should be. Wendo is firstly, like, the word itself is an abbreviation. Wen stands for women, English women, and Do means in Japanese path, right? And perhaps also already now, like, as we talk about women, Wendo was invented like 50 years ago in the 70s in Canada, where I guess the discourse was still like very like cis sexist. So they also only talked about women apparently back then, when the reality was different. A lot of genders are affected by patriarchal violence, but it was invented by cis women training karate. Okay. But I would say that Wendo is just, it is really helpful and it should be accessible for all those people who experience patriarchal violence. Okay. Which is not just cis women. Do you want to say something about it, Ricardia?
Yeah, no, exactly. I just wanted to come in there because you're talking about women or female identified people, I suppose. So is that what the most people have in common who come to you? Is it mostly female identified people? Who comes to you? Who finds you? And for what reason?
Sure. I mean, it's mainly female identified people. So I guess gender is one common denominator that people have. Yeah, who attend classes. But for instance, also like children who experience bullying come to Wendo classes, people who are just interested in self-defense, people who want to learn like in a kind of a safer space, to kick and yell and scream. People want to have fun. So violence is not a precondition, you know, that you have firsthand experience of violence. It's just also out of curiosity. If you want to empower yourself, if you want to experience form of community, then Wendo is the right thing for you.
And when they actually come to you, Livia, so you say there's a lot of kicking and yelling, which to me already sounds like a hugely liberating exercise that I definitely could use more of. I'm wondering, what is sort of the mindset, some of the maybe ideas that you also inject into your classes? Because I know it's not just about the physical aspect.
Mm-hmm. So the main ideas are, I'd say, that you are worth to defend yourself. But that's actually also the trickiest part in self-defense. To defend yourself, you need a self to defend. You know what I mean? So you have, you have to know that you are worthy of respect and love, and you do not deserve sexual harassment, violence, etc. It might sound easy, but it's actually really hard for a lot of people who have been raised with a mindset that they're not enough, that they're stupid, that they're ugly, that they're fat, etc., that they're not worthy of love and respect. And especially in our society, as said, which is racist, which is cis-sexist, which is ableist, and those people who, you know, are affected by those power structures, for them it's even more difficult, you know, to know that they're worthy of respect and love. And so one really important pillar of our classes is self-confidence, to know that you are valuable and that you have the right to defend yourself. So this is one part. We also practice to say no. We do role play. We mainly practice to defend ourselves and to stand up against people whom we know, you know, because Wendo is specialized, let's say, to defend yourself against gender-based violence, and the violence that women mainly suffer from is violence from people they know at the workplace, in relationships, in your family, etc. It's mostly people, it's mostly men actually, who transgress our boundaries whom we know. And this makes it extremely difficult to defend yourself. I guess we all know that feeling, right? We're shocked. We experience this freeze. We don't know what to do. If, for instance, your boss harasses you, if your partner doesn't respect what you just said, you know, and just continues, for instance, also like in a whatever sexual setting. And those are the cases which those people might have deserved a high kick in their face, but you might love those people. You might respect them. You might be dependent on them. You might need that job. Mm-hmm. And this makes it so hard to react. And here, Wendo is, a great tool.
I think that's such an interesting distinction that you make here, that the violence in whatever form it takes place, physical or verbal, that it can happen from strangers, but that actually, and this makes it so much trickier, I find, it happens more with people you know. Absolutely. And even I have to say, as a mother, as a daughter, as a partner, I find it extremely difficult sometimes to say no. It begins with that. It begins so sneaky and iterative.
Exactly.
Right? When did I not say no? When did that one time that I didn't say no turn into a pattern of, I'll do this for you. Mm-hmm. I will agree to this. Mm-hmm. I will make myself available for this kind of treatment. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important that especially female identified children say no and say that does not feel good.
Definitely.
And to be respected.
Definitely.
So, yeah. So when you say that we are in a context where we know the people who are treating us this way, then what are some of the things that especially young girls, for example, now are able to do with the dependency on parents? What would be a thing that you would say to a young girl or even a teenager, in fact, even a 30-year-old woman,
of course,
if she's used to cooperating,
yeah,
what could be one of the first things to do to say, no, this is not it for me?
Mm-hmm. Perhaps the first thing I'd say is that those people, yeah, independently of their age, they shall trust their own feelings and instincts. Because so often when you actually feel this doesn't feel right, and you might even be so brave and say something, the reaction is, no, don't be such a drama queen. No, you have to be polite. Now you have to please hug your granduncle. Be polite, you know, be a good girl, blah, blah, blah. And then you actually learn that, okay, nobody is interested in your opinion. You actually really might be crazy. You might be exaggerating all those things, which is not true. You are not exaggerating. You can really trust your feelings. That's really the first thing that I would say to everybody. Trust your feelings. And you do have to write, yeah, to choose for yourself whom you want to hug or not. And now this is, of course, now, easy to say, but you do not have to accept any forms of discrimination at your workplace. But of course, again, if you're in a relationship of dependency, it's really hard. But at least you have the right to speak up, and you also have the right to seek help, you know. You do not have to be, another thing is, you do not have to be ashamed if somebody harasses you or is violent towards you. Unfortunately, we feel ashamed when we're harassed, when people grope us, etc., we feel ashamed. But actually, those perpetrators must be ashamed. It's not us, you know. That's also one thing that is, I have to say, a bit tricky about Wendell. I actually feel it's the task of those people who are violent to take a class, you know, to take a course and learn some respect. But again, we now are doing the job, and we learn how to better say no, how to assert ourselves, etc., which when actually the weight, all this responsibility should be on those people who apparently are not able to respect our boundaries.
Mm-hmm. I find the topics that you mention, what I often discover in myself, and I'm wondering how you handle this. I haven't asked you this before, but I can feel the anger rise, right? I can feel the anger of my own, of my own powerlessness as a young woman, even now as a woman in my 40s. And I wonder, first of all, how do I deal with this anger? And how do you deal with this, who listens to and witnesses these kinds of stories every day? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess you kick a lot because you're a Wendell.
It's true.
But I'm wondering, as I'm not a Wendell trainer, I can feel, I hear you, I listen to what you're saying, and I have two things that happen. I have so much longing to be with more women in my life, and I get angry, and I can't always lose that anger. What do you do? How to transform it in some way? Do I have to, by the way, transform it?
Not necessarily. So first, Ricardo, I think you should sign up for a Wendell class for sure.
To experience, I thought that the last time.
To experience this community, which is just gorgeous. Second thing, I love that you get angry. That's great. You're actually, we're in a way already having, we're having a class online right now. And we're learning from each other, which is part of the class too. Mm-hmm. So I love your anger. Allow yourself to be angry. It's great. There's so many reasons in our world to be angry, and it's good that you're angry. Unfortunately, girls are often taught, don't be angry, whatever, be polite, blah, blah, blah. And women often, they're angry, they turn it inwards, you know what I mean? Or they get sad, or they get self-destructive, and they're afraid to let this anger out. which is also, it's a very gendered reaction to violence, actually, to violent situations. And it's beautiful. It's great. It's courageous to be angry and to show that anger. And it's also one thing that we train in Wendo. The other thing that what you just said that, yeah, should you also let go sometimes, right, to be angry? And I understand you cannot be, or I myself, I don't want to be angry the whole day. It's not the most pleasant feeling always, you know. I also want to have fun. I want to be happy. I want to smile sometimes, right? And it's also in Wendo, for instance, at every class, or we try to do that every class, to, you know, finish the class with pops, so a massage. We want to relax a bit. And we want to also let go of all those very nasty or whatever, very upsetting exercises or chats or discussions that we just had about toxic relationships or whatever. And so it's also good, you know, to then distance yourself again, because it's hard to always be in that anger. But it's also good to really sometimes delve into it and to also let it out and towards those people who deserve it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We don't always get a chance. I think that is one of the most unfair aspects is that those who put it there, I can no longer talk to. And if I did, I'd probably just want to smack them or something. But I just love the idea of putting also female identified people into this situation where they can physically get rid of anger. And like you said, anger in the female version is always hysteria.
Exactly.
Oh, she's so hysterical. Mm-hmm. She's unbalanced. She can't regulate her emotions.
She's menstruating.
And yeah, exactly. And the you know, the problem with the menstruating thing is sometimes I do feel out of control when I have that period of time when I'm PMSing and I feel like all this saying yes in the first 2 weeks of my cycle is turning into a no for the second. You know what? My body just wanted to be fertilized, but here's the real me and I'm fucking angry.
Okay. Ricardo, you can also always say no after 2 weeks, you know, because sometimes it's hard to say no right away. It's hard, but you do have the right to say no 2 weeks later, 5 years later, 30 years later. No problem.
I love that.
For sure.
Time delayed response is better than none at all.
Yeah, it's all good. And it's also understandable if you can't say anything. This actually is not a yes, it's a no. Yeah.
It's true. It's true. So I want to ask you, Livia, because a lot of us have now gone through this latest wave of feminism. There's a lot of information and history available to us. Mm-hmm. We've gone through several waves, like I said, of feminism, from burning bras to even before getting the vote. Why aren't we further along in this whole process? How come there is still this huge need to get help as female identified people? Because I always feel like, shouldn't we be further? Like this whole wave of feminism right now, I went through that 30 years ago and then we all went to sleep. Why aren't we further yet? What do you think?
Well, I think, and I'm sure you did not go to sleep, Claudia, for the past 30 years. You have been fighting all along. And so many other people did the same. It's a very tough question, Ricardia. I wish I had the answer, because then Pops, I don't know, life would be easier. So I tried to approach Pops' form of answer, or my personal answer now, from two sides. On the one hand, I think, and I also try to link all of that back to Wendo, I think it's, gender-based violence is a systemic problem. I mean, it's not just, I think, I know, gender-based violence is a systemic problem. It's not an individual problem. It's a political problem. And politics, it's hard and complicated. Gender-based violence it's not just a side effect, but in a way, a standing pillar of patriarchy. Right? It's not just collateral damage. It is a means to keep people silent, to keep people obedient. And it really furthers and it enables exploitation, economic exploitation, if you know what I mean. And so it's a very, how should I say? It's a good means to an end, you know, to profit from a huge group of people, you know, if you can just keep them quiet and be violent towards them. It's a systemic thing. That's my first part. And the second part is that gender-based violence is very widespread. A lot of people are involved in it, you know, also in our families, in our relationships. many people, unfortunately, perhaps the majority of people that we know are involved in it. And this is a hard realization because it's always easy to say, yeah, oh, it's those people, you know, who are violent. Ooh, those evil foreigners, for instance. Also, again, a very racist discourse that is very, very prevalent in Switzerland, for instance, and I'm sure also in Germany too, etc.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So it's always easy to point our fingers towards other people, but then to actually realize, well, I also have those parts. I myself also have transgressed pops and also as a woman, right? The boundaries of other people. It's hard and it's a big taboo, you know. And unfortunately, those people who have experienced violence, they are shamed. They are ashamed, you know, they, for them, it's extremely hard to talk about it because it's a huge taboo. And I think that's also the taboo is for me also one part why we are not further along, because those people who are brave enough, who speak up, they're silenced, they're shamed, they're gaslighted, they're blamed, etc. So for me, this is also one answer. And perhaps to link it back to Wendell, because of those two reasons, it's not just an individual's training, you know, some self-defense. Okay, let's practice some kicks. But we do talk about political change. We try to be politically active in our lives. We inspire each other. We break that silence and we break that taboo.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So last question for you, Livia. Yes. Since we already talked about the fact that this is a systemic situation,
right.
I also think it's highly internalized where I myself have not been trained to ask and demand certain things. Mm. So since we probably can't wait for everyone else to wake up and, you know, stop being assholes.
Yeah, right.
You know, and our inner asshole as well. But no, for real, what can we do in the meantime to educate ourselves so that maybe, because you know, we have to be the change. It's not going to be like everyone's going to suddenly wake up and realize that things aren't going well. As long as I'm benefiting from a system, I'm going to use that system. That's just a human condition. Yeah. That's not even somebody being a jerk.
Right.
Right. But what are some of the things you said to be politically active? I'm guessing that there are groups that you join who are politically active, who do stuff?
For sure. I mean, okay, a lot of people perhaps have anxiety or don't want to join, you know, a group, or they perhaps cannot for many reasons, cannot leave the house or whatever. But luckily, I mean, there are also ways to be active where you don't have to physically go somewhere, especially in those pandemic times, right? So perhaps there might be political campaigns online that you can join, or you can be active also, very importantly so, to educate yourself, to inform others, etc. In terms of political actions, yeah, I mean, it's huge. Perhaps you can add some links in your show notes about, yeah, where to be politically active, be it in Berlin or in other cities.
It's also, it's decision, right? Like, do I want to get political? I mean, everything personal is political, but that doesn't mean I want to step out there.
Exactly. Everything personal is political. Exactly. And even, you know, to empower yourself is such a brave and political act, you know, to actually reject to be abused, to reject to be exploited. It's such a political act to stand up for yourself and to know you do not deserve this form of violence. And perhaps if you can, you know, even talk with friends about that, perhaps with some family members, to ask your friend, have you also already experienced something like that? Because unfortunately, more than 50% of female-identified people, they in their whole lifetime never talk about violence that they have experienced. So even to address the issue is so brave, is so political, and deserves so much respect.
I love that idea that, you know, just seek out the conversation. Exactly. It doesn't have to be the biggest political campaign. Just talk to someone who feels something's going on. Maybe ask a question or two, you know, not be too afraid to address it. Maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a friend who think, she has been a bit sad in the past weeks. She doesn't, seem to feel fine, perhaps also in a relationship. Ask her, you know, ask her in a very, like, sweet way. Confront the issue. Don't be afraid. don't be sad in yourself.
Thank you so much, Livia. I learned again. Every time we speak, I feel like I learned so much. And I already Same. Just the conversation feels like, yes, I want to do more.
Sure. You know?
So I really love that. So to conclude, where can people find you, find Wendell?
So they can find myself on the terrace that we met. I'm joking. So you can find me, well, Wendell Bosley is on Insta and Facebook, and we have a website, wendell-basel.ch. Pops, you can add it in the show notes for Ricardia.
Definitely. I'll add all sure. all the handles.
But if you don't have the privilege, like Ricardia, to come to Basel, I'm sure there might be a Wendell or another form of feminist self-defense association in your hometown. Luckily, Wendell exists almost all over the world, really, on almost every continent. So yeah, Google it and you might find a community. It'd be great. If you don't find Lovely. It, please yeah, just drop me an email and I help you find it.
And I will put all the notes up there so they'll definitely be able to sure. seek you out.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Livia. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.